come to see Miss Jenny Jones, Miss Jenny Jones, Miss Jenny Jones. We come to see Miss Jenny Jones, and how is she today? She's washing.
You're hearing a very scratchy portion of the folk song Miss Jenny Jones from one of the first multimedia packages for children, The Bubble Book, from 1918. Each volume in this popular series combined a book with small 78 RPM recordings. But why would a song like this be recorded in the first place? In it, Miss Jenny Jones is met, greeted, and then dies and has to be properly buried. We asked Jane Marino from the Scarsdale Public Library, who's been studying these songs, what the origins and evolution might have been of a song like this.
At some point, some place long ago, children or a group of children or a grown-up, who knows, decided to make this song, to tell this story. And that's basically what it is. It's a story about a girl who dies and originally her young lover coming to call on her. And then how it progressed and evolved from that to a circle game and from that to a game only about courtship and only about this young girl and whose lover she could be.
And this led us to ask her why songs like Miss Jenny Jones or other children's game songs like London Bridge have survived for centuries. Was there some deep significance in these songs?
I think that the reason that the London Bridge was in a collection by Walter Crane in 1879 and is in a collection by Alan Lomax in 1997 is because it's a really fun game to play. Children love the suspense of going under the arched arms of two children not knowing if they'll be caught. Children love the idea that once you're caught, you go on one side or the other, and then a tug of war ensues. Children love the idea of escaping the potential arms of those captors. So I think that's why it survived, not because it represents anything other than what it is, which is a fun children's game. If you look at Peter Spears' picture book version of it, he very literally interprets the lyrics of What Shall We Build It Up With? And he shows illustrations of the bridge being rebuilt in the various, in mud and in sticks and in wood and in gold and that kind of thing. He doesn't put anything more into that song than what it is. And I think that's the way we should look at it.